Well, we're going to now cross over to New York. We're being joined by writer and political commentator Nasser Al-Omari via Skype to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Al-Omari. Now, a five-day visit by an Israeli military official to the U.S. It is quite clear that he is there to discuss what is happening in Syria. There were reports, as we just mentioned, of occupying more of the Golan Heights, more occupation of Israeli forces, and more control on the situation in Syria by the hands of Israel. What do you think of it?
I think Israel will move to secure border areas with Syria. They are saying that the reason for this advancement, into Golan Heights and is probably creating a buffer zone. They're saying in expectation of refugees fleeing Syria because they expect the collapse of the Syrian regime. But nobody knows the real intentions. They're also talking about a buffer zone in the Sinai Desert. Again, nobody knows what will happen in these talks. There are some expectations that Iran will also be at the table of discussion between Gantz and Dempsey. But these are military figures, and supposedly they do not discuss politics. It's supposedly it's about military cooperation and the deteriorating security situation as a result of the Syrian conflict.
Well, speaking of the fact that these are not political talks or aimed at military action, we've already seen an Israeli airstrike taking place on Syria. And also, this is coming in the light of the fact that Muaz al-Khatib has said that he is willing to hold talks with Bashar al-Assad, signaling that perhaps the road that has been taken up until now by the insurgents isn't the one that can bring about any sort of stability or peace to Syria. Do you see that since things are not going the way Israel would expect, that they're taking a more hands-on approach now?
Well, they have made it clear that they are happy to see the Assad regime go. And they have also made it clear that they will take any military action necessary inside Syria to prevent any threat to its security. But it's a fortunate situation that the Assad regime and the insurgents are discussing peace. I have said repeatedly that there is no victory to be had in Syria, and I'm glad to see that Iran is involved in mediating some kind of talks between the warring Syrian parties. It's really important at this time to see regional powers stepping in, Arab and Muslim countries, to make sure that the situation in Syria, which has cost a lot of lives, comes to an end. So it's fortunate for the Syrian people to see these talks these propositions of peace talks happening.
Okay, we're just going to have to wait and see how that unfolds. That was writer and political commentator Nasser Al-Omari there joining us via Skype from New York. Mr. Al-Omari, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.